Welcome to Wildly Worthy, where we get intentional about money and life. I'm Nikki. I used to be insecure, anxious, feeling stuck like a victim of my circumstances until I started taking inspired action and truly believing in myself. Now I'm an international money and mindset coach, teach other women how to take charge of their finances and their lives. Each week, I'll teach you something new to get you one step closer to your dream life. You'll learn how to make friends with your money and yourself while finding gratitude and abundance all around you. It's time to start believing that you are wildly worthy of your wildest dreams. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Hello, hello, friends. We are back. Hey, how you doing? Oh my goodness. Okay, before we get started for today, I want to remind you guys that Love Your Money is closing in 1 week. 1 week from today. I'm going to be publishing this later tonight so that the word gets out and you don't miss out on this round. I'm going to keep it super small and it's halfway full. So if you want in, click in the bio, or not in the bio, again, we're not on Instagram. Click in the show notes. I have the Love Your Money application there. If you don't want to do the application and you just want to talk to me, you can email me or set up a discovery call. There's discovery calls also on my show notes. So either way, if you just want to chat about things before taking time to fill out the application, you can. But I'm so excited to get started. The people who are already in it are amazing. And I'm just like, praise God that these people are in my container. I hate the word container and I just said it. But they're here. They're going to be working with me and they're just who I dreamed of working with. And yeah, can't wait to get more of you to join us to see how you can go from avoiding to loving your money. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I have been really seeing a common theme of avoidance, of people just not paying attention to their money. And a lot of times it's because they know they're okay, right? They know their bills are going to get paid. They know they can go out to eat. So the money is like working for them, but also not doing the most that it could. So that's what I like really like to help people with is like, so you can do the most with your money. So you look and see, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I started doing that 6 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, and let's go on from there, right? So when I talk about money avoidance, that doesn't mean that you're running away from money. Like if you're avoiding someone you might have gone to high school with, you see them at the store and you're like, ah, look the other way. I know you've had that experience, but that's not what I mean when I say money avoidance. You probably want money. Most people do, and a lot of it, right? We all want money, but we still have to get into the habit of taking care of and checking in on the money that we have now so we'll be better prepared and better able to handle more when it comes to us and it doesn't just go away. That's something I was talking to someone about last week is she's gotten a big raise and I'm like, okay, here's a turning point. Cause this is where a lot of people will just do the lifestyle. Oh my gosh, I forgot what the word is. I think it's lifestyle creep, but they start making more money and then they find ways to fill it in. They start buying more clothes. They start going out to eat more, but somehow like they just creep up their lifestyle and where they, again, do not have any extra money. So if clothes or food or any of those things are your main priority or your value, then absolutely that's where your extra money should be going. But if it's not, let's take a chunk of that. Let's put it towards a goal you're saving for. Let's put it towards your wedding. Let's put it towards your house. Let's put it towards that trip. Right? So that when that comes around, you're like, oh, well, I have all these clothes, but now what am I going to do with, you know, where am I going to wear them or where am I going to put them? I need the house to put them in or I need the trip to wear them on. So let's talk about some ways that you may be avoiding your money and not even realize it. So if you're not looking at your bank statements or your online banking, if you're putting off money tasks, like anything that has to do with your money, you're overspending either because you're not paying attention or you just don't care. You're late paying your bills. You maybe won't create a plan for your money. And if you do have one, a budget, and you're not sticking to it really. You might be avoiding talking about money with anyone, and that could be like your significant other, that could be friends, that could be family members. You don't have to talk about your money with people, but we don't want to be hiding if we have issues, right? So it's important to get those out and share and get help and get support if you do have something going on. It's okay to get it out there. And then another way you might be avoiding your money is like you just don't even know how to pay down your debt. So you just pay what you can when you can. And it's just kind of like hope and pray that the more you pay that it'll eventually go down. A lot of times that doesn't happen though, because then you get back in a debt cycle. Like you don't have enough money to pay for something else, so you put it back on your card. So it's like a constant push and pull of like, okay, I don't have any money. Well, when I do have money, I'm just going to put it all on my debt card. And then, yeah, it's an ugly, ugly circle I want to help you get out of. So let's talk about how to get out of it. Because here's the thing. If we've avoided our money so long and then we sit down to look at it, sometimes it can be a little bit shocking, unnerving if we've like let it go so long. And then your brain gets this reinforcement like, see, I told you this was stressful. I told you this was hard to deal with. And so the cycle continues. So I want to help you break that cycle of those feelings and whatever comes up around money. It could be shame, anxiety, worry, or just plain overwhelm. But it doesn't have to. It does not have to. And I understand there may be some trauma also around that. So if you do have some money trauma, something you might want to talk to a therapist about. So I'm not a professional in that sense. I am a professional with your finances, but if you feel like this is trauma you need to talk out with a mental health professional, definitely go do that. Okay, that's my little disclaimer, because I don't know everything, guys, right? Okay, so here's what to do if you're ready to stop this cycle of avoidance with your money. I want you to make an appointment with your money. Put it on the calendar and say, this is the time, this is the date I'm going to check in on my money. I like to call these money dates. If you've been following me for any amount of time, you've probably heard me say that. You've seen me post it on my social media. Just like I'm setting a date with my money, right? So when you give it a specific time, you show up for your money and your money will show up for you, right? Yes. Okay. Now, when you want to have this date, it's up to you. You can do them. I would suggest in the beginning to do them weekly, because if you try to do it monthly, it's a lot to do in 1 month. So I would suggest when you start, do them weekly. When you get more in the hang of things and you have kind of a system, you can go to monthly and just have it at the very end of a month or the very beginning of the month. So you're kind of planned out for what's coming up. But let's not get to the stressful part yet. Beginning, I want you to set the stage. I want you to make yourself feel good so this can be an enjoyable experience. If you go into it dreading it, nervous, scared, blah, you may just avoid it and not do it, right? So I want you to make yourself feel good and happy and light and free before you go do this, so you have that right vibration, for lack of better words. You have that right frequency that you're on when you're ready to receive all that's coming to you and let go of what is no longer yours. So you can do this a lot of different ways. Here are some suggestions. Putting on some of your favorite music, maybe creating a playlist. I have a Money Vibes playlist in my resource library, which is in the show notes, so check it out. You can dance around to it. I love to do that. If you want more of the hype type thing, you could go for a walk. But if you want to like really relax and chill, you may want to light some candles, meditate, do some tapping, some breath work, take a bath, like anything that's going to help you like calm your nervous system with money, that's what I want you to do. Maybe not even with money, but just period. Giving yourself some basic self-care. Next, I want you to journal what are your priorities and values now and in the future. So what is something that you are intending on accomplishing? Like, what's your intention? I intend to buy a house in 5 years. Okay, well, if that's your thing, then that's what you want to concentrate, you know, work on putting your money towards. That doesn't mean you have to not have money for other things. That just means that's our priority. That's front of line. Okay. Journal it out. Make your dream budget if you want to. If I had this amount of money, then this is what I would do with it. Okay. And then look at it and say, okay, well, I have this amount of money now. So here's what I'm going to do with it. After you've done your journaling and you've gotten into that headspace of visualization and knowing what's important to you, I want you to write out, what do you want to accomplish today? So we're going from the being to the doing, okay? What do you want to accomplish today? So it may be like a to-do list, a checklist. You want to check your accounts. You want to schedule your bill pay. You want to pay your credit cards. You want to make any necessary transfers. Now, when you're doing this, make sure you don't forget to leave some money for yourself. You don't want to deny yourself and like not let yourself have any fun or have anything nice, because it won't last very long. It's kind of like when people are on a diet and they're trying to lose weight and they don't leave any room for enjoyment, for something that tastes yummy to them that they really like. They may end up just like blowing the whole thing and forgetting about it, forgetting about that goal that they had because they could not stick to the restriction and denying themselves so much. So same thing with your budget. You know, you can think of it in the same way, like you have a calorie budget, you have a money budget. Don't forget yourself. You are important and you are worth spending money on, and make it something that's important to you, and you're not going to forget about like a month later and be like, why did I buy that? I don't want that now, you know? I have a hat in my closet that I bought a long time ago. It was not very expensive. It was like on Amazon, but I've worn it one time in public. One time. And I'm like, I don't know why I bought that. I have used it for a few videos, so it helps with that. Kind of like how people use wigs in their videos. I just use the hat to be another person, but that's my why did I buy that thing. And then after you've finished, so write out what you want to accomplish, then accomplish it, check it off. Check, check, check. I did that, did that. And if you're doing it for the week, you don't need to like plan out for the month. Just do, okay, what's due this week? What do I have in my accounts? What do I have to last me until I get paid next, right? Kind of do it that way. Now, eventually, I want you to be able to plan out for the year. But when you start small, you want to start with the week. Or you can do it by paycheck. Doing it by paycheck, if you are an employee who gets a salary, that would be a really great time to do it, because your paychecks are going to be the same amount and you can kind of split your months up. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, it's a different story. I don't know when you get paid, so you'll have to like really look at that with someone. So if you have a money coach or a bookkeeper or whatever will help you do that, check and see when's the best time for you to split up your month. Okay, now we're finished. We've done all that. We've done the stuff that we have to do to take care of our money. Now I want you to celebrate yourself. Like, you took a huge step in doing that. That's huge. A lot of people will not sit down and do these things. You are killing it, okay? So you can sit down and journal about how you're feeling now versus before. You can dance it out and be like, oh yeah, I'm good, uh-huh. Or you can like chill, practice some self-care, eat some nourishing food, get outside, take a bath, bubble bath, sea salt bath, not sea salt, Epsom salt, Epsom salt bath. Yes, and enjoy your time. Like, you've done it, the hard part's done. Now you get to enjoy it. Now throughout the week, you have this reminder of like, I'm taking care of my money. My money's taking care of me. Yes. Ah! Okay. I am so excited to hear how this goes for you all. Please, please let me know if you have any questions. I want to hear what you do on your money dates. What's going to set the stage for you? How are you going to celebrate afterwards? And if you want more help, if you want a community to do this with, join Love Your Money. You get one-on-one calls with me, and you get to be in group, in community with other people who are working on the same goals, same intentions, learning and growing and going forward. I cannot wait. Grab the details in the show notes. I'll see you next time. Bye.